Yesterday, hundreds of Yale students in the main hallway of the law school in New Haven and in Washington protested Supreme Court nominee and Yale alum Brett Kavanaugh because of the recent allegations of sexual assault against him. First-year law student Jesse Tripathi was one of those actually arrested in Washington. He's back at Yale. Jesse, why did you go to protest?
Well, there's been a whole lot of anger at Yale Law for a while now, largely due to Kavanaugh's nomination and the response of the administration, and more broadly, the way that that nomination has been playing out, and how much he has been relying on this idea that he is this person who has a ton of support within the legal community. And so a lot of people have really felt a desire to demonstrate that he does not have the support of Yale Law School.
Well, we should say that more than 30 professors canceled the classes on Monday so that students could participate in protests. And last Friday, most of the faculty members there signed a letter urging the Senate Judiciary Committee to take these allegations of sexual assault seriously. But as someone who is now at Yale, how do you feel, especially about the most recent one, that this kind of behavior allegedly went on? Brett Kavanaugh denies it. But what did you think when you heard that?
I think that part of the reason you saw such a strong reaction on behalf of the majority of the students here is that it really has hit home. You know, it's this co-aligning of a broad national discussion about how we think about sexual assault, but also seeing the way it plays out at this institution. And I think looking around at our fellow classmates, knowing that this is something that will continue to go on, you know, having that idea that, you know, my peers could face this type of violence and then the perpetrator could go on to be on the Supreme Court is truly, truly sickening and something we all felt and feel that has to change.
Well, again, Brett Kavanaugh is not only denying these allegations, he's painting a picture of himself as someone who had very little sexual activity, although people are pointing out he may be confusing sexual activity with violent activity, which is what assaults are. But, you know, you're a law student and you're being trained in being, you know, impartial. Someone is innocent till proven guilty. Did you at all worry about the fact that you're going to protest something that someone hasn't had his day in court for or his day in the Senate hearings for?
No, not at all. Look, people like to toss around those ideas around due process and things like that. But remember, this is not a court trial. We are not asking, should we lock him up for years? We are talking about whether or not a person should be one of the 9 most powerful people in this country for the rest of his life, right? The burden, what needs to be proved is not beyond a shadow of a doubt, must this person have done it, but it's what do we deserve? And we deserve someone who we can be positive did not do that.
And by the way, we should mention another thing that may be fueling what's happening at Yale is there's been a lot of reporting on the fraternity Delta Kappa Epsilon. Deke Kavanaugh was a member. Since he was there, this is after he was there, a Deke president was suspended for, quote, penetration without consent. This is according to Yale. So it feels as if people may be reacting to not just Kavanaugh, but general questions about culture there at Yale.
Yeah, and everywhere. Certainly, it's a broader discussion about what's happening here at this law school and in the college and everywhere else. But look, this isn't even the first time Republicans have nominated someone who's been accused of some type of sexual crime to the Supreme Court. And, you know, that other person is serving there now. Right. So it is a endemic problem.
Well, I'm going to jump in and say that that person is Clarence Thomas. He was accused by Anita Hill. Many people don't think she got a fair shake in her testimony. And interestingly, both of them went to Yale.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that your fellow students are conscious of?
Definitely. I mean, it's certainly something we're aware of. I think we would feel the same way about all of this anyways. But certainly it all strikes very close to home, knowing this is where people come from and where these crimes have and, you know, awfully will continue to occur.
And Jesse, you are a law student. Alleged crimes.
Alleged crimes.
Yeah. Do you have any sympathy for some of your fellow students? I'm thinking of Emily Hall, who spoke to the conservative news site Campus Reform, and she said that, you know, the professors canceling classes just encourages people to go protest, take a day off from class, and it penalizes people who choose not to. That your, you know, free speech and choosing to protest Kavanaugh is disrupting the education of someone else.
The issues we are talking about are incredibly important, right? The idea that missing a day of classes is more important than the students who, you know, drop out of school because that's how traumatized they are by sexual violence they have faced is comical. So no, I don't feel bad for those people.
Do you know someone? Do you know a woman who's been violated that way?
Yes. And frankly, whether or not people know it, basically everyone does.
That's Jesse Tripathi, Yale Law student, arrested protesting the allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh yesterday in Washington. Jesse, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.